going down. We could have done better had we only spent more. Too bad that only happens when there's a world war. You can carp all you want about stats and regression. Do you deny World War II cut short the Depression?
Wow. Well, in the old days, if you wanted to reach people, you'd try to write a column for Newsweek. The good news about today is there's room for lots of content on the internet in other ways. The bad news is there's a lot of competition. So if you want people to pay attention, and particularly if you're trying to teach something, you really have to find a way to reach people beyond the ways that we used to 20, 30, and 40 years ago, which was through print. People like to listen because they commute now a lot longer than they used to, or they work out a lot more than they used to. So I think a podcast is a really good way to reach people. The second thing is they like to look at stuff. They don't necessarily like to read it. And so I've tried to use video when possible.
You've basically collaborated with a filmmaker to make these two incredibly popular rap videos about how to weather the booms and busts of the economy. So tell me something about that. How did that idea come about?
It's real simple. Boost aggregate demand. CIG altogether gets to Y.
So John Popolo, the filmmaker, came to me a few years ago. He was a listener to my podcast, Econ Talk, and he said he'd like to work with me. But it was clear from the start that John knew a lot of economics, and he had some incredibly creative ideas on how to tell economic stories. So we had a blast creating what turned out to be a rap video, which wasn't our initial plan.
What was it initially?
Well, we really had some crazy ideas at first. Actually, we thought about a sitcom where Keynes and Hayek are rooming together in modern times, and it's sort of like an Odd Couple situation. Finally, at one point, I think I said, I tell you what, let's just write the theme song for the sitcom. Let's just start small. And I think that's how we got started. We ended up thinking it was going to be sort of a teaser for this ridiculous idea, and it ended up being the main show. So it turned out pretty fun.
The actual premise, especially of the second one, is that discussion back and forth of whether or not the evidence actually supports one side or the other. And there's a lot of grandstanding in sort of a hip-hop way of my idea is the best, my idea is the best. But to what extent were you actually trying to show the pros and cons of both perspectives?
Well, we staged this a prize fight that takes place alongside a congressional hearing, because we're really interested in how politicians consume and use these intellectual ideas. I believe that macroeconomics is not terribly amenable to overwhelming evidence, and yet somehow each side manages to believe and tell the story as if there was no other story to tell. And I view that as an intellectual tragedy in my profession of economics, the confidence that both sides have. So we cast Hayek's view as a more skeptical view rather than I know exactly what happened.
Econometricians, they're ever so biased. Are they doing real science or confirming their bias? Their Keynesian models are tidy and neat, but that top-down approach is a fatal conceit.
How far apart were they? Had the actual economic situation changed in the world between the two videos?
The first one is called Fear of the Boom and Bust, and that's about how do we get into such messes like the Great Recession and really how should we get out. By the time we made the second one, we'd already had some evidence and data on whether we'd gotten out, and people on both sides of the ideological spectrum, people who said we need to do more and people who said no, we've done too much already. Those sides were already pretty hard in their opinions, already were quoting and cherry-picking their evidence for which scenario was – how the world was confirming their own scenario. And so that was really our natural follow-up, and that's the fight of the century. And we argued that the Keynes-Hayek disagreement between the top-down centralized approach and the more bottom-up emergent decentralized approach is this fight of the century and probably the fight of the millennium.
On YouTube, the videos have gotten over 7 million views. Was that more than you expected? Did that surprise you? How many
just
people?
Just a titch. You know, we put a shocking amount of time into them in hopes that people would watch them, in hopes that they would be used in the classroom potentially. To have over 7 million is a very pleasant surprise.
Rules and real market prices, so prosperity emerges and cuts short the crisis. Give us a chance so we can discover the most valuable ways to serve one another.